This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
We're talking right now, Nyoko. Okay, what is Nyoko? Are doctors aware of this mysterious phenomenon, which is known as Nyoko, which has different symptoms in different households, different methods to deal with it? Like, what is this thing? And our doctors are aware of it. So we have a doctor joining us on the line right now, and I made sure that we get a black doctor. So Dr. Huete joins us on the line right now, who's a general practitioner at Kyalami Medical Solutions. Doctor, welcome to Capricorn Drive.
Good day, Dingoma. How are you doing?
I am great, and I'm super excited. Thank you so much for taking our call. I really want to talk about this thing, Nyoko. It's been on my mind for years. It's been bothering me. I'm tired of these arguments that I have with my friends while we're outside. So maybe let me start by asking you this question. Is Nyoko even a real thing, or is it an imaginary condition that people use when they don't know what is generally wrong with them?
Nyoko, ne? To be honest, it's just a term that is used by the general population, especially when there's a feeling that they're not well enough, you know. So basically what happens is when somebody says they have Nyoko, it's when they're feeling nauseous, they feel like they want to vomit, or they can vomit, or they're feeling of paining of the chest. And typically at the end of the day they might vomit, and it's actually connected to any possible underlying cause that needs to be investigated.
And I want you to be loud and clear, doctor, on this particular issue. Nyoko does not exist, right?
Nyoko medically does not exist.
Hallelujah. All right, now, what is the difference between heartburn and these other symptoms that are linked to what is believed to be Nyoko?
Usually, heartburn itself, is caused by an excessive acid inside the stomach. That acid tends to move up by the food pipe, like we call it the oesophagus, until it reaches your mouth. Then there is a little bit of sourness inside your mouth, or there is a feeling of burn, like there is heat on the center part of your chest. Especially starts down at the stomach, just below the ribs centrally, and then it goes up. That feeling goes up, and then that is actually heartburn. That's the symptom of it. And then it can be associated with what I've already mentioned, nausea. Yeah, actually it's just an abdominal pain that they get that goes up to the mouth. It's hot in nature.
You know, and I've also experienced that where I've had that similar sensation, and then I went to the doctor, and what the doctor gave me was some gel to counter that action, you know. It kind of soothed that particular feeling in my esophagus going down into my chest. So I am happy to know that was not in Nyoko. Now, you mentioned in the first answer that you gave me that, you know, there are feelings of being unwell generally, and those are linked to feeling nauseous and, you know, maybe a slight headache here and there. I mean, worst case scenario, a runny tummy. And that is what most people would point out to say, you know what, I think kinali Nyoko. But would you say collectively there are foods that, you know, people can avoid, or foods that you can pinpoint as things that contribute to the feeling of having this so-called Nyoko?
Before I can get to the food, let me cover out the most important aspects of this.
Okay.
Yes. Let me separate it. In children, the feeling of Nyoko is when they, it can also happen in adults, is when they vomit greenish to yellowish fluid. especially it sometimes happens when the stomach is empty, and that is possibly bile. They vomit bile, you know. And then in adults, it can also happen. Another thing that you should consider is pregnant women, of which they have the same feeling of nausea and vomiting. They can feel the same thing, like heartburn in most cases. So, and then another symptom that constitute to that is abdominal pains, general body weakness, or even a sour feeling inside the mouth, or the vomiters that is sour enough, and general body weakness. And at some point, they might end up being dehydrated from losing more fluid when they vomit.
All right.
And then answering the one on the food, specific food.
Yeah.
Or problems related to that. Let's say when you talk of food, mostly it's sugar. Eating sugary stuff, usually soft drinks or sweets, or even the zero sugar products, like the soft drinks that has zero sugar. Actually, they have a lot of sugar, but in a different form. It can be sucrose or fructose, yes. And another thing is that they should be aware of is expired food that can predispose you to food poisoning and inhalation of chemicals, or even smoking, drinking of alcohol, and even other fragrances, and somebody's body odor that is foul smelling kind of a thing, yes. And to cover that, can be linked to things like bowel obstruction. I mean, by bowel obstruction, I mean that the small intestines can be obstructed either partially or completely, then leading to bile reflux. Okay. Like they tend to vomit that greenish and the yellowish fluid. Mm. And as well as appendicitis can lead to that, or even gastroenteritis. Which is the reflux of acid itself. Too much acid that can build up and move up to the... sorry about the noise.
No problem, yeah.
That can build up and move to the mouth.
Dr. Huete, thank you so much. I think you've helped us a great deal. I wish this conversation can reach each and every single black South African out there, okay? Because I think this is important information for us not to misdiagnose ourselves in the long run and believe that we are treating ourselves at home, whereas all we can do is just go to our nearest doctor and get helped with whatever symptom, right?
Okay, I didn't get that.
No, I'm saying I'm thanking you for the conversation and the fact that now, yes, if this conversation was to reach South Africans as a whole, black South Africans, then we would know what there's nothing like nyoko. As soon as you have any symptom of being unwell, you need to go to the doctor. There is no this thing of treating ourselves at home does not exist, right?
Does not exist, yes, because we have to rule out what is the exact cause.
Yes, and you might find that worst case scenario, you have a terrible underlying condition and you're not aware of that. And then by carbonate of soda, hoping you'll be fine the next day, and then, you know, you worsen the symptoms. So, thank you again, doctor, for taking our call. We really do appreciate it, okay?
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.